You see, Haynes, it's a known fact that nerves do grow, or else they could not exist. And in lower forms of life, they regenerate. Those facts were all he had at first. In higher forms, even during the growth stage, regeneration does not occur spontaneously. Phillips set out to find out why. The thyroid controls growth, but does not initiate it, he learned. This fact seemed to indicate that there was an unknown hormone involved, that certain lower types possess an endocrine gland which is either atrophied or non-existent in higher types. If the latter, it was no landing. He reasoned, however, since higher types evolved from lower, that the gland in question might very well exist in a vestigial state. He studied animals, thousands of them, from the germ upward. He exhausted the patience of the Porcidian authorities, and when they cut off his appropriation, on the ground that the thing was impossible, he came here. We felt that if he was so convinced of the importance of the work as to be willing to spend his whole life on it, the least we could do would be to support him. We gave him carte blanche. The man is a miracle of perseverance, a keen observer, a shrewd reasoner, and a mechanic par excellence, a born researcher. So he finally found out what it must be, the pineal. Then he had to find the stimulant, drugs, chemicals, the spectrum of radiation, singly and in combination. Years of plugging, with just enough progress to keep him at it. Visits to other planets peopled by races human to two places or more, learning everything that had been done along that line. When you fellows moved Medon over here, he visited it as routine. And there he hit the jackpot. Wise himself is a surgeon, and the Medonians have had warfare and grief enough to develop the medical and surgical arts no end. They knew how to stimulate the pineal, but their method was dangerous. With Philip's fresh viewpoint, his wide knowledge and his mechanical genius, they worked out a new and highly satisfactory technique. He was going to try it out on a pirate slated for the lethal chamber, but von Hohendorf heard about it and insisted on being the guinea pig. Got up on his unattached lensman's high horse and won't come down, so here we are. Interesting. The Admiral had listened attentively. You're pretty sure it'll work then, I gather. As sure as we can be of any technique so new. 90% probability, say perhaps 95%. Good enough odds. Haynes turned to von Hohendorf. What do you mean, you old reprobate, by sneaking around behind my back and horning in on my reservation? I raid unattached too, you know, and it's mine. You're out, von. I saw it first, and I refuse to relinquish. Von Hohendorf was adamant. You've got to, Haynes insisted. He isn't your cub anymore, he's my lensman. Besides, I'm a better test than you are. I've got more parts to replace than you have.